Brad Davidson is right now, though. And, Davo, very good morning, mate. How are you?
Good guys. How are we going?
Yeah, really well. Gee, I hope Opal Ridge makes the Stradbroke field for Luke Pepper.
Yeah, so do I, guys. 41st in the order of entry at the moment. It's not looking great, is it? But, look, I said this for some time. I said it back in the autumn when we were having the same sort of issues, guys. We want these horses in these races, and I just wonder whether handicapping in this country needs a little bit of an overhaul. I mean, this horse has won 2 stakes races from 4 races this preparation. She's won 6 from 11 overall. They're the types of horses you want in these big handicaps. But unfortunately, a handicapping system, it means that these horses need to, you know, to win. You know, I don't think lightly raced and young horses that they get enough opportunities, in my opinion, to get into these types of races where, you know, you're an older horse, you might be out of form, but you've earned your rating some time ago. And they seem to be, in one way to put it, clogging up the system a little bit. So it's the way it goes, unfortunately. I'd love to see a change where recent form is definitely a lot of weight put on that, more than, you know, ratings and whatnot. But that's what we've got at the moment. I know the argument's the other way, that, you know, if that's the case, certain horses can be set for that and beat the handicapper and whatnot. But at the end of the day, we've got to find a system where these types of horses that are going to boost wagering significantly can get races in the big Group 1 handicaps.
The Doncaster winner's back in work, eh?
Yeah, I know, Loz. It comes around quickly, doesn't it? You know, we're talking, not even getting into winter yet, and talking about horses getting back into work for the spring carnival, but that's what it takes, you know, the time to get them back in work and a slow build-up towards returning to the races. I believe there's after the spring as well, there's a Hong Kong on the agenda as well in December, so could be a big campaign for Mr. Brightside, but hasn't he turned into one of Australia's best racehorses in the shape of the last couple of years, you know, winning 2 Doncasters and what he's done. He's been a terrific horse, and he just keeps on getting better as well.
Yeah, certainly does. Good horse, Mr. Brightside. Zach Lloyd, great to see him back at Canterbury today riding.
Yeah, he's 3 wins ahead in the apprentice title. What do we got? A little while to go left in the season now, but should be a very intriguing race. Never have the apprentice ranks been so strong, and looking forward to seeing Zach back today. He's obviously a few suspensions. I think the latest was for that weighing in light. But look, he'll be looking forward to staying out of the stewards' room and getting back to winning ways here at Canterbury today.
I see Tommy Berry. Nice article in the paper today about him working during his suspension.
Yeah, Ray Thomas penned a nice article there talking about Tommy and how he was obviously pretty down after copying that disqualification for alleged improper dealings with a punter there. He's not due back to race riding until September 24, I think it is. And he was down, and even one of his kids said to him, "Dad, when are you going back to work?" And he said, "Oh, next week I've got a new job I'm starting," which he didn't have. But he thought, you know, he's got to set a good example for his children, get back to work, you know, stop moping around. And you know, he's working for Evergreen Turf, 6 a.m. to 4 a.m., 4 p.m., sorry, not 4 a.m., 5 days a week, and enjoying that. And obviously, be back race riding later this year. But sounds like he's in a good space. Obviously, you know, he puts his hand up and did the wrong thing and copping the punishment. But, yeah, looking forward to seeing Tommy back, like many punters would be at the towards the end of this year.
What do you like at Canterbury today?
I've gone race 6, number 1, Turning, guys, is the best there. A bit of a tricky meeting because sometimes that track can play a little bit fence in run and other times it can play fairly. So, you know, horses like, early in the program, some of the favourites, they have drawn wide off the track, so it's a little bit tricky to sort of take the shorter odds when we don't know. So look, around that $3 mark, Turning, race 6, number 1, we'll go with him as the best. He's a good winner at Gosford last time out in what probably was a stronger race than this, so happy to think he can go on with the job today.
Race 6, number 1, Turning, is a $3 chance with Tab. Have a great day, Davo.
You too, guys. Cheers.